بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من غدا الى المسجد او راح اعد الله له في الجنه نزلا كلما غدا او راح متفق عليه النزل القوت والرزق وما يهيئ للضيف وعنه ايضا قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا نساء المسلمات لا تحقرن جارة لجارتها ولو فرس نشاة متفق عليه. In order to appreciate or to fully understand the import of these ahadith, just to recap, these ahadith Imam Nawawi rahimullah has introduced them or has included them in the chapter what is called Babu Bayani Kathrati Turuq al-Khayr. This is a chapter dealing with the various ways in which a person can do good, or the various type of manner in which he can earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we will recall, many, many of these ahadith have to do, on the one hand, with what we call acts of ibadat, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Salat, Tilawat, Zikr, etc. But we'll find, as we'll see with the second hadith which we read, that there is another aspect that we have to understand, that as Muslims, on the one hand, we are abid, we are the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have a second responsibility, and that is we are ambassadors, representatives of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. So a lot has to do with how we live with our fellow human being. And we find that in this daily interaction that occurs, whether it's husband with wife, whether it's a boss with laborer, or whether it's one human being with another human being, with our neighbors, with people that we come into contact with the poor, with the rich, whoever they may be around us, every interaction with your Muslim brother is an opportunity to earn your akhirat, Muslim or non-Muslim. This is an opportunity to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim is someone who is conscious of the welfare of those that are around him. To such an extent, we saw in the hadith earlier that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, just to meet someone with a smiling face, this is sadaqah, this is charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. Nevertheless, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who goes early in the morning to the masjid, this obviously refers to Fajr Salah, Man Ghada ila al-Masjid, or Raha, or he goes in the evening to the masjid. This word Raha doesn't actually mean going in the evening. It means any time from midday onwards. So it could refer to Zuhr Salah or Asr Salah. But normally when this word Raha is brought in the same context as Ghada, that is, ghada means to go in the morning, then we will take it to mean to go in the evening. In other words, to go for Maghrib or Isha Salah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who goes in the morning to the masjid or in the evening. Now a Muslim, Salah is an integral part of his life. There's no question of not performing your Salah. Many, many of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi anhum ajma'in, were of the opinion, firm opinion, that if a person intentionally missed his Salah, he's a kafir. Murtad, it comes out of Islam. So there was no question, there's no question of Salah not being a part of our life. Like the head in the body, without the head, it's a dead corpse. If there is no Salah in the life of a person, then his deen is like a dead corpse. So this is something that is very, very important, that we have to contextualize the meaning of these ahadith. Sahaba were not encouraged to go for the Salah. Even the munafiq of that time was going for Salah already. But what is Allah giving you? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, every morning or every evening that you will go to the masjid, on that act, what is Allah giving you? أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نُزُلًا. Allah prepares one feast, one banquet for you in Jannat every morning and every evening that you go to the masjid. Now if you look at this word nuzul, what does it mean? أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُزُلًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah prepares for this person nuzul in Jannah. Imam Nawawi has mentioned the meaning of nuzul, ma yuhayya ulid daif. It is the food that is prepared for a guest. A food that is prepared for a guest, a banquet, a feast, this is nuzul. One more even ajib meaning of nuzul, ulama ikram give. That they say that nuzul doesn't refer to the actual meal that we prepare for the guest. Nuzul is actually what they say, ibtidai mehmani. Normally when you have a guest, you don't serve the main course first. There's an appetizer first, or aperitif. That is served first, then the main course. So what nuzul is, the nuzul is the appetizer, the starter. What the main cause is, that is even greater, that has not been mentioned. But every morning and evening a person goes to the masjid, just that act, Allah prepares one feast, one banquet in Jannat for him. So the second hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is the narrator of that hadith also, that Ya Nisa al-Muslimat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the way this thing is quoted, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that, O Muslim women, Ya Nisa al-Muslimat, O Muslim women, doesn't only mean Muslim women, but the reason women are singled out, we'll see from the context in which this is said. La tahkiranna jaratun lijaratiha, walo firsi nashat. Let not one neighbor regard anything insignificant to give your neighbor. Walau firsi nashat, even if it is, like we use the word trotters, or the hooves of the animal. Or in our term, we call it paya. People make paya curry. Now normally from the animal, the most insignificant part of the goat or sheep is the hooves or the trotters. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, is addressing the women, and not only the women, every one of us. When it comes to your neighbor, don't ever forget your neighbor. If you're cooking a pot of food, in that pot of food there is a share for your neighbor. And it is an opportunity for you to earn your akhirat. In one hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, إِذَا طَبَقْتَ مِرْقَةً فَأَكْثِرْ مَعَهَا وَتُعَاهِدْ جِيرَانَكَ. When you are cooking, Rasulullah ﷺ said, when you are preparing a curry, or you're preparing a dish, then increase the water, increase the gravy, and think about your neighbor. Don't forget your neighbor. A Muslim is not one who lives like an ostrich with his head in the ground. That mashallah, I'm eating stomach full, everything is found for me. My neighbor's children can be hungry, or my neighbor has this need or this problem, or the people around me. A Muslim is one who is conscious. His life is affected by those that are around him. If there is poverty around him, he will not be living in the lap of luxury, or driving around in a fancy car, or having lavish ceremonies. No. A Muslim is one who is cognizant of those that are around him. Rasulullah ﷺ addressed the women. He said, give a gift to your neighbor. Every time you cook food, send something to your neighbor. In other words, conscientize yourself about those that are around you. And another ajib thing we find in this hadith, he said, La tahkiranna. Do not trivialize. Do not regard as insignificant. Even the trotter, send it to your neighbor. What we have, unfortunately, nowadays, we live with a lot of takalluf. Like that, recently one person came to me, marital problem. Part of the problem, some child was born or something, so his sister sent a bouquet of flowers to his wife. The wife took objection. Why? Because the standard of the flowers was not in keeping with what she should have sent. Now this may sound silly, but this is absolutely common amongst us. Not only when a gift comes, then we want to analyze the gift. And a lot of times we feel that if one gift has come, then we are compelled now to give a gift back. No, this is not the mizaj of Islam. So much of takalluf to go and analyze things. That you know what, if I'm going to send a pot of food, what kind of pot of food? What standard of food should I send? What will the reaction be? What is this one going to think about me? What is that one going to think about me? No. Your concern should be, فَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرَ يَرَى. Allah says, do khair, do good, equivalent to an atom's weight. You will see it by Allah, depending on your intention. If you're doing it out of love, out of muhabbat, to spread goodwill, don't make too much takalluf. So if that day you made butter bread, send a sandwich of butter bread to your neighbor. What's the problem with that? Why must you worry about what society is going to say, or be so technical about everything? This hadith is on both sides. One, the neighbor. One, the person is said, send even trotters to your neighbor. On the other hand, indirectly, there is a meaning that when you receive a gift, do not trivialize that gift. Don't start analyzing what cost it was or what brand it was. accepted for its merit, accepted for its surface value. Rasulullah SAW said, tahaddu tahabbu, exchange gifts with one another. Exchange gifts with one another. This will create muhabbat and love amongst you. Allah give us tawfiq.